This year we'll record the Mishnah from Yud Chesed Aleph on the bottom through Yud Chesed Beis and Yud Chesed Aleph. The Mishnah here on the bottom of Yud Chesed Aleph discusses the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, that we've seen this before, that back during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would sanctify the new month based on the testimony of Eidim, based on the testimony of witnesses, and only the people who were in Eretz Yisrael would be able to hear about it. So they were concerned that people in Chutz La'aretz wouldn't know about it. So in order to ensure that people in Chutz La'aretz heard about the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Mishnah describes that they would send out shluchim, they would send out messengers to inform people when Kiddush HaChodesh took place, so that way people knew what days to worship, to observe the Yom Tovim on, and to keep those calendars properly set. So the Mishnah here, the Bavim Chesed Aleph, the shluchim, the messengers of the Beis Din, would leave for the purpose of 6 months. For 6 different months of Kiddush HaChodesh, the shluchim would be sent out to inform the people when they took place. Al Nisan, Mipnei HaPesach, for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in order to tell people when Pesach was. Al Av, Mipnei HaTainis, for the month of Av, for Tisha B'Av. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, during Elul for the upcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas HaMoados, Tishrei for the Yom Tovim that took place during Tishrei, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah, Kislev for Chanukah. Val Adar Mipnei HaPurim, and Adar because of Purim. Those are the six. Ukshay Beis HaMikdash Kayom, that's all when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, because there was no Tisha B'Av during the Beis HaMikdash, at least according to some, Yotzin Af Al Iyar Bnei Pesach Katan. They would even go for Iyar for Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a concept that if a person was unable to bring the Karma Pesach Rishon, they would still bring Pesach Sheni. So they had the opportunity to bring Pesach Sheni. So during the times of Beis HaMikdash, when Korban Pesach was brought, if someone failed to bring Pesach Rishon, they need to know when Pesach Sheni was, so they would go out for Iyar, because Pesach Sheni takes place during Iyar as well. Rashi explains, Al Shisha Chadashim Shluchim Yotzim. For 6 months, the Shluchim would go out for 6 different Kiddushei HaChodesh, sanctifications of the month. Rashi says, Shekidshu Bezdin HaChodesh Al Pi Edim Kishirao Es HaChodesh. Bezdin sanctified the new month when Edim saw the Chodesh, which is the new moon. Umodim HaShluchim Lagola Yom Shekadshuhu. And the Shluchim, the messengers, would tell people in Chutz La'aretz what day the Kiddush HaChodesh took place. In Biyom Shloshim, the Chodesh Sha'avar Chaser, take place on the 30th day of the month, meaning Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, and the previous month was a Chodesh Chaser, meaning a 29-day month, a small month. O Biyom Lamed Aleph, the Chodesh Sha'avar Mali, or was on the 31st day, meaning Rosh Chodesh took place on the 31st day, and it was really a Chodesh Mali, a full month. So Nisan Mipnei HaPesach, Rashi says, V'holchen HaShluchen Ad HaPesach Chutz Min HaShabbosos, and the shluchim would go up until Pesach, because for Shabbos they couldn't travel on Shabbos. Val Av, they would go for 2 weeks approximately, except for the two Shabbosim in between, to tell people when Pesach was supposed to be. That way people had proper time to prepare. Val Av, Be'atainis, and for Rosh Chodesh Av, because of Tisha B'Av, V'holchin Kol Shemuras HaYom Chutz Min HaShabbos, they go for all 8 days except for Shabbos in the middle. Al El Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Modim Matai Hitzchel Elul, they would tell people what day Elul started. Va'osin Rosh Hashanah B'yom Shloshim Le'Elul Begola, and they would make an estimation, just make Rosh Hashanah 3 days later. Because again, part of the problem here though is that Rosh Hashanah itself is the day of Rosh Chodesh, so maybe they don't know when Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be for the month of Tishrei. But the thing is, once we know when Elul was, the halacha is you wait 30 days from then and you make Rosh Hashanah. Why? Derov Shanim Ein Elul Me'ubar. Because most days, Elul is not a Chodesh Me'ubar, Elul is not a Chodesh Mole. Usually Elul is a 29-day month, not a 30-day month. V'afapi Shesafik Hu Bi'adam Shem Yavru Bezdin O Efshar Lehen Ladas. Maybe, even though it was a suffik for them, Rashi says, maybe Bezdin would be Ma'aber the Chodesh, and Elul ended up being 30 days long, they should have waited 31 days. Or they could find out. V'al Korchen Hochel Acharov Shanim. So it must be that they had to go based on Rove, because if they didn't have anything to rely on other than that, it would be impossible for them to properly observe Rosh Hashanah. This is Rashi's Hesber, Rashi's explanation for how they were able to just count 30 days after Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, to keep Rosh Hashanah, even though Rosh Hashanah itself was subject potentially to how long the month of Elul was. Vim lo yadu matay yitzchil Elul, but if they didn't know when Elul itself started, lo yadu yom shloshim shalom, they wouldn't know the 30th day. Val Tishrei, b'nei takanas ha-moados. And they had to find out when Tishrei was because of the takanas ha-moados. Once Bezdin sanctified the month of Tishrei, Hashluchim Yotzim Liyom Hamachras, the Shluchim go out the very next day, V'holchin Ad Makom Shilchon Lahagia Ad Achag, and they would go as far as you could get to until Sukkis, Umodiyim Im Ibru Beznes Elvim, and they would tell people if Elul itself ended up being a Chodesh Me'ubar, that way they shouldn't be worried about Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Pesach Katan, this is Bizman HaMikdash, they'll go for Pesach Sheni as well. Pesach Katan, Pesach Sheni, Latame, Fishahayab Derech Rechoka Barishon, somebody who was ritually impure, he was Tame, he was Bederech Rechoka, he was too far away, he has Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara asks a question about the Ches Min Aleph, why is it they only go out for these 6 months? V'lifgunamia Tammuz v'teves. They should go out for Tammuz, for Yud Shivasar v'Tammuz, and for Asar v'teves. If they're willing to go out, if we say the halacha is they have to go out for Tisha B'Av, which is just the Tainis, why don't they have to go out for Tammuz and Asar v'teves, which are also Ta'anesim? The Gemara says, Tav v'chasim v'beis, Dam Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amr Shem v'chasidah, Ma'idich Siv, Koam Ar Hashem Tzvakos Tzoma Revi'i, V'Tzoma Chamishi, So Gemara is trying to answer based on this pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk in Zechariah reads as follows: what does it mean? Komar Hashem Tzvakos Tzomar Revi'i, the fast of the fourth month, which is Tammuz, referring to Shivasar B'Tammuz. V'Tzomar Chamishi, the fast of the fifth month, which refers to Tisha B'Av. V'Tzomar Shvi, the fast of the seventh month, which is Tzom Gedalia. V'Tzom Asiri, the fast of the 10th month, which refers to Asar B'Teves. Yeah, L'Beis Yehuda L'Sason L'Simcha. There will eventually be days for Beis Yehuda, for the Jewish people, of rejoicing, Sason and Simcha. These are all Ta'anes, and these are all fasts dedicated towards the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Karluhu Tzom, V'Karluhu Sason L'Simcha. The Gemara asks a contradiction. So, on the one hand, the Pasuk calls it a tzom. On the other hand, the pasuk calls it sason v'simcha, days of rejoicing. So what are they? So the Gemara says, "Bizman she'yesh shalom, if it's time of peace, you l'sason v'simcha, there'll be days of rejoicing. Ein shalom tzom." And if there's no peace, it's going to be a day of fast. So this is an important principle that the Gemara here develops, that when it comes to Pashup Shat, Mikra Adin, when it comes to these extra fasts for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it depends on the state of affairs of the Jewish people. If it's a state of affairs of Shalom, Rashi explains that means that Klal Yisrael have their own command over themselves, then there are days of rejoicing. There's no fasting. If there's no shalom, then there are days of fasting. In which case, but go back to our question. So what was our question? Our question was, why don't the shluchim have to go out for Tammuz and Teves? So, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, in which case, it's really considered Ein Shalom. We don't have dominion over ourselves. It's not a time of peace. So how come therefore, and this is our practice today, obviously we fast on Shivasar B'Tammuz and Asar B'Teves, so they should have sent out Shluchim. So in Amar of Papa, Hachi Ka'amar, this is what the Gemara means. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Yul Sason L'Simcha. If it's time of peace, then these days will be for Sason and Simcha. Yesh Gezeras HaMalchus, if there is a time period of Gezeras HaMalchus, which means that the Jewish people are being threatened with annihilation by non-Jews, then Tzom. Ein gzeir samalchus ve'ein shalom. If it's somewhere in the middle, it's not gzeir a time gzeir samalchus. It's not a drastically bad period for Klal Yisrael, but it's not a time of shalom. Klal Yisrael are not in control of their own affairs. So then there's a choice. Ratu misanim, ratu ein misanim. So it sounds like it's a choice. So if it's only a choice, like Bizmana Zeh, where you're right, Bizmana, let's say Bizmana Mishnah, when these halachos were written, so it wasn't a time of Shmad Chas V'Shalom, where Klal Yisrael's very existence was being threatened, but it wasn't a time of Shalom either. So for that reason, the Gemara has this principle, Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. If they want to fast, they could fast. If they don't want to fast, they don't have to fast, which sounds like it's really an optional fast. So therefore, in terms of answering our question, why didn't the Shluchim go out? It's because it was a status of Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. The fast wasn't exactly mandatory. Therefore, the Shluchim didn't need to go out for them. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to say that, Ihachi Tisha B'Av Nami, doesn't Tisha B'Av also have the same tour of Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim? It's based on the fact that Bizman She'ein Shalom, but Ein Gzeir HaMalchus. So Gemara says, no, Amar of Papa, Shiny Tisha B'Av, Ho V'Huchblu Botzaros. Tisha B'Av is different. There's a certain chalos, certain status of Tisha B'Av that it applies even if, per se, it's not a Shas HaShmad, Tisha B'Av still applies. Why? Because Huchblu Botzaros. There were multiple tragedies on it. The Amar Amar, Mar said, B'Tisha B'Av, Charav Habayis, Harishonu, B'Shnia, V'Nilkad HaBetar, V'Nechashe. There are five tragedies, the Mishnah says, in Tainus that occur on Tisha B'Av. The Bate Mikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the city of Betar during the days of Bar Koziva, Bar Kochva was captured, V'Nechashe Ha'ir, and the Temple Mount was razed to the ground. So in which case, Tisha B'Av is not dependent on our own wishes. Tisha B'Av actually always applies. So therefore the Shluchim always have to go out. But in terms of the other Taneos, they're the Etzam to a certain degree optional. So therefore the Shluchim didn't have to go out for them. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, the top Rashi. D'amar Rav Chama bar Bizna d'kulu yimei Tanis ninu. These are all days of Tainis. There's no Beis HaMikdash today, so we fast on all of these days. And the Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaZeh. Because the Seif of the Mishnah mentions Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. She'eh Shalom. What is the definition of Shalom according to Rashi for this halacha? She'ein Yad Ha'akum Tkifa Yisrael. The Yad Ha'akum, the presence of non-Jewish people, is not overpowering Klal Yisrael. Yiyu l'sasun l'simcha le'aser behespidu v'tainis. What's the gather of yimei sasun v'simcha according to Rashi? That not that it's a yontif, but it's what's called isure simcha. You can't have hesped, you can't eulogize someone, and you can't have a fast on those days. That's what l'sasun l'simcha means according to Rashi. Yesh gezeras malchus, if there's gezeras malchus, the Gemara says, tzom, chovele sanospem, it's obligatory. But bizman hazeh, ratzu ein misanin. V'kevin d'rashusu, Rashi explains, since it's only voluntary, lo matrichin an shluchim alayim. We don't make the shluchim go out for that. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Tanya Amram Shimon. Tanya Amram Shimon, arba dvarim hayar b'yikiva doresh. The ani ain dorish kamoso. There were four things that Rabbi Akiva darshined, and I don't darshin it this way. One of those examples is the pasuk we just mentioned. Tzomar avi ze tisha b'tamuz. That's the ninth of Tammuz. So the question is, when exactly do we observe the shivasar b'tamuz? The ninth, the 17th. It's a whole discussion. Shabo hufka ayir, because that was the day in which the Gemara is going to talk about this later on. That was the day in which the city walls were breached. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, b'chodesh harivi b'sisha l'chodesh, the fourth month, meaning Tammuz, on the ninth of the month, v'yachazak harav be'ir, the famine was very strong in the city, v'lo hayalam lechem la'am ha'aretz v'tiba kahair, and they didn't have any bread, and the city walls were breached. V'amay karle revi, why is it called revi'i? Revi'i l'chadashim, it's the fourth of the months of the year, counting from Nisan, right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, the fourth month. Tzom HaChamishi was the Tzom HaChamishi referred to. Zeh Tisha B'Av, Shebo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. That's Tisha B'Av, the day in which our bias was burnt. V'amai Karle Chamishi, was it called the fifth month? Chamishi l'chadashim, the fifth month, counting from Nisan. Tzom HaShvi, what's the seventh, the month, fast the seventh month? Zeh Shlosha B'Tishrei, that's Tzom Gedalia, the third day of Tishrei. Shebo Nara Gedalia Ben Achikam. Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed on that day. Umi Harago, who killed him? Yishmael Ben Nesanya Harago. Yishmael Ben Nesanya killed him. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. La'amedcha, so what does that teach me? Sheshkula misasan shel tzadikim kisreifas beis alakenu. Even though the death of Gedaliah ben Achikam had nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he was killed, in fact, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, this still teaches me that the death of the tzadikim is considered as terrible for Klal Yisrael like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'amar kari le'shvi, why is it called the seventh month? Shvi l'chadashim, the seventh month, counting from Nisan. Tzom Asiri, what's the fast of the tenth month? Zasar b'teves. That's Asar b'teves, which we just observed a few weeks ago. Shebo samach melech bavel Yerushalayim. That was the day that the siege was laid against Yerushalayim. Shenamar, the pasuk says, in Yecheskel, v'yihi dvar Hashem elai b'shana ha-tishiyis b'chodesh ha-asiri, the ninth year, the tenth month, b'asor l'chodesh le'mor ben adam k'sov l'cha Hashem hayom es etzem hayom hazeh samach melech bavel el Yerushalayim. On this day, write down that on this day, the melech bavel laid siege to Yerushalayim. V'amai karle asiri, why is it called the tenth? Asiri l'chadashim, the tenth month, from the Seder of Chadashim. So the Gemara asks, "V'halo ha'aroy zeh lichtov rishon?" But in terms of the chronology of the events, so first the siege took place, then the city walls were breached, and then the city was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So why does the siege laid to the city? Why is it mentioned last in the Pesukim? It should be mentioned first. Chronologically, it happened earlier. Why is it written last according to Rabbi Akiva? To properly set the months in order. Because even though chronologically it happened before the other events, because it happened earlier in the process, since we're counting the months from Nisan, we have to have the 10th month being listed last. So that's all Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon argues, Ela Tzom HaAsiri, Zeh Chamisha b'Teves. It's the fifth of Teves. Shabo, Bas Shemuel Agola, Shehuksa Ha'ir. Because that's when the Klal Yisrael found out in Golos that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel, Vayihi b'shtei asrei shana ba'asiri. It was in the 12th year in the 10th month. B'chamisha l'chodesh l'galuseinu. On the fifth of the month from our exile, Ba Eli HaPalit Mushalayim Lemor Huksa Ha'ir. An escapee, a refugee, came from Yerushalayim telling me that the city had been destroyed. Va'asu Yom Shmua Kiyom Sreifa. And they made a takana, Chazal, that the day in which they heard the news is treated like Yom Sreifa, like the day in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'nir in Dvarai Mitzvarav. And I'll tell you why I think my position makes more sense than Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Shimon. Shani Omer al Rishon Rishon la'achron achron. That really it has everything in order. That first the 17th was the breaching of the walls, and then the destruction of the city, and then in the 10th month, according to Rabbi Akiva, the reason why the 10th month is mentioned is because of the fact that that was the day of the siege of the city. But and that's what we're fasting. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the Pesukim are actually in order. The reason we're observing that day as a Tainis is because that's the day in which the Gullus found out about the Churban HaBayis. V'hu Omer al Rishon Achron v'al Achron Rishon. And he has things all flipped up, Rabbi Akiva. Everything's out of order. First is last. The last is first. El Shum Mono L'Seder Chadashim v'ani Mono L'Seder Puranios. But Rabbi Akiva would rather have everything go al Seder HaChadashim, meaning from an earlier month in the calendar to a later month in the calendar. And I'd rather have things al Seder HaPeranios, which is chronologically what occurred in terms of the actual events. So Rashi explains, Rashi Dir Maskil, Arba Dvarim Halalu, there are four things that Rabbi Shimon argued with Rabbi Akiva about. Vizu Achas Mehem, this is one of them. Vashlosha Shinuyim B'Tosefta D'Sota, the other three are taught in the Tosefta and Sota, U'B'Sifri and the Sifri, Ben Adam Yoshua Charavos, Hatzon V'Bakar Yishchat, these are different things. V'Tirat Saras Ben Hagar Hamitzris, all these different drashas. Samach Melech Bavel, it means the Melech Bavel laid siege to Yerushalayim. Hiskil Atzur Alei, he started to lay a siege. Shemu Alagol, Alagolos Yichanya, to the exile of Yichanya. Shagalu Lebavel Achas Esrei Shano Lefnei Churban, who was exiled for 11 years before the Churban. Shani Omer Al Rishon Shebeseder Mikra, Rishon Leporanios. That was actually the Seder, according to Rabbi Shimon, of the punishments themselves. V'achar kach, meaning Bitzchila Huvka Ir, first the city was breached. V'achar kach Nisraf Habayis B'Tishabav, and then on Tishabav the base Hamitash was burnt down. U'B'Tishrei Shala Achrav Nara Gedalia, the Tishrei following Gedalia was killed. U'B'Teves Shala Achrav Basa Hashmua, and in the finally the Teves afterwards the Shmua came out. V'Hu Omer, he says opposite. Al Rishon Shul Pasuk Achron the Puranos. That actually happened last or later on. Min Tzom Ha Revi'i. Val Achron Shul Mikra Rishon LePuranos Shai Tchila Samach V'Achar Kachuvka'a. Nimset Yudai Metamu Shul Rishon Shul Mikra Achron Nesmichos Bavel Shul Meuchar Shul Mikra. Because it ends up being, the first thing mentioned ends up being the last relative to the previous Pasuk. Because the following Pasuk is, if you look in the Pesukim of Yirmiyah, Shememikra Rishon LePuranios, that the last thing mentioned in the Pesukim is really the first of the set of the Puranios. Sorry, Tchila Samach V'Achar Kachuvka'a, because first there was a siege, and then there was a breach. Nimsu Yudai Metamuz Shu Rishon B'Mikra Achron Nesmichus Bavel Shu Me'uchar B'Mikra. That comes out that the Yudai Metamuz Shivatar Metamuz, which is the first mentioned Tzom Harvi'i, is last compared to the siege of Bavel, which is Me'uchar B'Mikra, all relative in that Pasuk. Ella Shehu Mona L'Seder Chadashim, Rabbi Kiva's Mona L'Seder Chadashim, V'Amar Shalom Hikbin HaMikra, Ella Seder HaChadashim, one thing that the Pesukim cared about was Seder HaChadashim, the monthly cycle, L'Kach Mona Tammuz Kol Matevis, that's why Tammuz is listed before Tevis, V'Ani Mona Af L'Seder Peranios, I'd rather have the Seder Peranios in order. Okay, Itmar, we're well into the wide lines of the Gemara. Itmar, the Gemara says, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amrei Batla Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, which is a whole series, is a special Tannaitic text of Yom Tovim that were observed during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we say that the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis no longer apply. That's Batla Megillas Tainis. And what's the halachic nafka mean of Batla Megillas Tainis? Given the fact there's no longer Megillas Tainis, those days you can fast on them and you can give hespedim on them. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amrei lo Batla Megillas Tainis. But Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argue. They say no, Megillas Tainis was not Batla. And therefore, these days remain Aser Behasmenu B'Tainis. What's the Machlokas? Raver B'Chanina Amrei Bala Megillas Tainis Halchika Amar Bizman She'e Shalom Yilasasun L'Simcha Ein Shalom Tzom. Right? If there's Shalom, then these days of the Dalet Tzomos are Sasun L'Simcha. If there's no Shalom, then Tzom. V'Hanachna Mikihani. And these days of that were the Yom HaKesuvim Megillas Tainis, the days are written in Megillas Tainis, follow this pattern. That if Bizman HaBayis, so the Dalet Tzomos are Yom Tovim, after the Churban HaBayis, so they're no longer Yom Tovim, they're actually days of fasting. So too, the Yom Tov status of Megillas Tainis is lost. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amri. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say no. Lo batlo Megillas Tainis. Hani hu talinu rachmanu binyan beis hamikdash. Those cases, the pasuk and Navi made them dependent on the binyan beis hamikdash. Aval hanach kidekaimi kaimi. But these, they remain as they were before. They're not dependent per se on the binyan beis hamikdash. Okay, let's do the Rashi's. Rashi deramaskel batlo Megillas Tainis. Yom tovim shakavu chachamim aydei nisim. The Yom Tovim, the holidays, the Chacham set up because of the Nisim She'ir Bam Va'asur B'Tainis, because of the miracles that happened on them and their Asur B'Tainis, V'Yish Bam Af B'Hafseid, B'Hasped, and there's also an Isser to do Hespedim on them. The Kosum B'Megillah Achas, they were written up in a scroll. Ilein Yoma Dololis Ana Bahu, these are the days in which you're not supposed to fast on them. Achshav Shechar V'Abayis, now that the Beis HaMikdash is burnt down, destroyed, Batlu, they were nullified, Umutar and Baspid Ubatinus, and there's the Hatter Hespid and Tinus on them. Ain Shalom Tzom. Va'afakav Bizman Abayas Karinu Moadim Tovim. Even though Bizman Abayas, they were called Moadim Tovim, they're no longer Moadim Tovim. Va'anach Nami, the Megillas Tinus, Kihani Meshvinam Lehu. They're treated like those days. Ki'ichi Dahanu Batle, Chayinami Batle. When these are Batl, so too are those. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, but that's only according to Rabbi Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi. That's only according to Rabbi Rav and Rabbi Chanina. But according to Rabbi Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi, no, those days are detalinu bebinyan. The idea churban, the through the churban beis hamikdash hukvu ulitzom. They were set aside as days of fasting. The idea habinyan hukvu liyomtiv, and through the beis hamikdash they were set aside as days of yomtiv. Shekishenivne by sheni, because when the second beis hamikdash was built again. Shalchu bnei Agola havkeh b'chodesh hachamishi. Are you supposed to weep on those days in the fifth month? Hanazar kasha hinazar kasher asisi zeh kamesh shamim miyom achorban. We're going to treat them like we treated them before as days of destruction. Kamosh amar sham sheshive makarsh baruchu kitzam sam v'sfod v'chamishi v'shvi, that the Akarsh Baruch Hu brought them back from Gullus because they fasted. So that's true for those days. They're actually taller on the Beis HaMikdash. But these days of Megillas Tainis have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks a question. According to the Manda Amr, who says, but le Megillas Tainis, Maser Rav Kahana, Maisa v'gazru Tainis b'chanaka b'lod. There was a day that they tried to make a Tainis on Chanukah in the city of Lod, the yard Rabbi Eliezer v'rachatz. Rabbi Eliezer went to the Beis HaMirchatz, he went to the bathhouse. So apparently that would have been inappropriate to do if it was a day of Tainus. Rabbi Yeshua v'sipe, Rabbi Yeshua got a haircut. V'amru lahem, and they told them the bnei Lod su v'hisanu al mashi hisanisem. Go and fast, meaning do tshuva on your tainus that was not necessary. What do you see from there? You see from here that Megillas tainus is still in effect, because Chanukah is based on Megillas tainus in the first place. It was a nace to happen during Bayis Sheni. So, in which case, if you say Batal Megillas tainus, there should no longer be an observance of Chanukah either. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Yosef, Shaini Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. So Chanukah is different. Even if you say Batlo Megillas Tainis, Chanukah will stick around. Why? Because Chanukah has Mitzvah Sayom. Chanukah has lighting the Chanukah candles and all those things. So it's not going to go away. Amar Abaye asks, V'sibatel Ihi V'sibatel Mitzvah. So lose the... Lose the yomtiv and lose the mitzvah. So I don't understand why you're going to say that depends on, even if you'll bala Megillas Tainis, and you're going to say, oh, Chanukah is different because it's special, it has a nace. So lose it and lose Chanukah, lose the mitzvah. Sorry, it's special because it has mitzvos. So drop the mitzvos too. El Amar of Yosef, Shaini Chanukah, the Mefarsim Nisa. Chanukah is different because there's Pursume Nisa. Meaning, given the fact that there's Pursume Nisa, we never get rid of it. So for that reason, Chanukah does not go away, even if you hold Batel Megillas Tainus. Rashi explains, the rascal, the Yar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Achar Churban Havu, they were way after the Churban. To be made Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, Rabbam, Charav Abayas, because the Churban Beis Hamikdash took place during the time of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, their Rabbi. His Anu, he said, fast, Kolomar Asu Tshuva, fast for the fact that you fasted. The Mefarsim Nisa, what's the Svar, the Chanukah is different, because it's pure Samanes. Kvar Hu Galil L'chol Yisrael, it's been revealed to all of Klal Yisrael, Aydei Shenagu Bo HaMitzvos, because they did the mitzvos on those days, so Klal Yisrael treat them as days of Pirsumei Nisa, Vechziku Bo Kishal Torah, and they treat them mamish, even though it's only Midir Abana, obviously like a Yom Tov Midat Torah, V'lo Nachum Lebalo, therefore it's not appropriate to get rid of it. The Gemara asks another question. Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Acha Bar Huna asks a question. Bitlasa Bitishrei Bitelas Adkarta Minshtaraya. On the third day of Tishrei, they were Mevatel. What were they Mevatel? Adkarta Minshtaraya. The mentioning of Shem Hashem on Shem Shemayim on Shtaros. Meaning Adkarta means to mention. Min Shtaraya from the Shtaros, that on the third of Tishrei, they stopped mentioning Shem Hashem on Shtaros. Why? Shegazra Malchus Yavan Gezera Shelo Hasker Shem Shemayim Alpiyam. Because the Malchus Yavan, during the time of the Chanukah story, made a Gezera against Klal Yisrael. They shouldn't mention Shem Shemayim, they shouldn't mention Hashem's name. Ukshegavra Malchus Chashmonai V'Nitzchom. And when the Chashmonian kingdom best vanquished them, they made a takan that she even mentioned Shem Hashem on Shtaros. The kach ha'yukosu, mishnas kach v'kach l'yochanan kohen gadol l'kel alyon. That in the years of Yochanan kohen gadol, who is also the king, l'kel alyon, to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. U'kishasham olcham adavar. And when the chacham heard this, Amru, they said, no, this is not a good thing to do. L'machar zeh poreh eschovo. Ruvain is going to pay off his debt. V'nimtza shtar mutal ba'ashpa. And they're going to throw it in the garbage, and that's going to be improper for the Shem Hashem. It's in the garbage. U'bitlum, and they were mevatel to no longer say Shem Shemayim on Shtaros. V'oso ayom, that day, was the third of Tishrei. Aso yom tov. They made it a yom tif. Why did they make a Yom Tov out of this? Because the fact that they were so happy that this takana went through, that people listened to them, to stop writing Shem Hashem on the Shtaros. So that's this idea of Betelas Shtar Adkaraita Adkarta Min Shtaraya. So the Gemara asks, so fine. So they originally, let's just go over the story again. Originally, the Greeks had a decree you couldn't mention Shem Hashem. Then the Beis Chashmonai won the war, and they said that even on Shtaros you have to mention Shem Hashem. And they were in Vatel, such as Lakana. Okay? And that day they made a Yantif. Visakadaitach Batlam Megillas Tainis. And if you think that Megillas Tainis is Batel, Kamaisa Batel, Acharnaisa Mosifim. Once they were in Vatel Megillas Tainis, how could we add Yom Tovim? The Chacham made the special Takana to get rid of writing Shem Hashem in Shtaros, and now you're saying Batlam Megillas Tainis, they add Yom Tovim? So the Gemara obviously assumes that the Chacham made this Takana that even before after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara says, no, Chacham asked, Inam is Batsha Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when was this Yom Tov set up? When the Beis HaMikdash was still around. And when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, lo Batlam Megillas Tainis. So that's exactly why it's not a raya that lo batal megillas tainis, because that Yom Tov took place bizman hamikdash. So let's see the bottom Rashi here on Yichas and Beis. Bitlasa b'tishrei, the third day of Tishrei, kach kasev megillah lashon arami, the Aramean, the Aramaic language. Aramaic language is used in the Megillas Tanis as follows. Betelas adkarta, the mentioning, the adkaros, the mentioning of Shem Hashem was batel. Bitlu adkar Shem Shemayim me'ashtaros, they stopped using the Shem Shemayim anshtaros. U'bekoshi yochu levatel, it was very difficult for them to do. Shekvar nagu ha'am, everybody started doing it. It was already the minhag ha'olam, so it's very hard for them to get rid of it. U'kshashamu chachamim u'batlum, or should be really shabatlum, shabitluhu, when the chacham heard that the bitl was in effect, huchshar adar v'neim, they were very happy, v'nechshalim l'nes, v'asal yamtif, and it was treated like a nest for them, and they made a yamtif. So the Gemara asked, isn't that a raya that Miguel's time is not batl? No, this happened bizman ha-mikdash. So the Gemara says, v'tepuk le da'avi le'yom sh'nagbo g'dayim v'nachikam. Why is it that you need to make a new Yom Tov for the third day? If really, really, if it's the top of your Testament Aleph, if it's Bizman HaMikdash, so we know the Tzom HaShvi was Tzom Gedalia, and during the Zman HaMikdash, it will be Nefach L'Sosim L'Simcha. So why does the Gemara need to come on to say a new Takana that they got rid of this bad minhag to write the Shem HaShem on Shtaros? And because it was already the day that Gedai ben Achikam was killed and became again a day of Sasa v'Simcha, so that should be the reason for the Yom Tov. So where's the Amar Rav? Lo nitzucha el esor ashelafanav. They only need to metake a new Yom Tov that there should be an Isser hasbe v'tainis also on days before. Because apparently, when it comes to the Yom Tovim of Yula Sasla Simcha, that only includes the day of. But the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis, also a unique Chiddush, that the day before is Asher B'Hasbid of a Tainis. So Chazal needed to come on to a special Megillas Tainis type Yom Tov to ask the day before Hasbid of a Tainis. And therefore, even though it was already the third day of Sasa V'Simcha, the day that became a day of Sasa V'Simcha, they still need to make a new Takana. So Gemara says, Shalafanav Nami Tepukle Davi Le'yom Shalachar Rosh Chodesh. But even this, let's say the day before is the second day of Tishrei. So you already have the fact that it's the day after Rosh Chodesh, and the day after Rosh Chodesh you can't do Hasbid of a Tainis. So for that reason, why they need again the day to make a special Yom Tov on the third of Tishrei to ask the day before of with Hasbid V'Tainis, Tepuklei, you should already know that's Usher from the fact that it's day after Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says no. Rosh Chodesh Doraisa. Rosh Chodesh is a din Doraisa. Doraisa lo bai chizuk. And Doraisa don't need to be strengthened. Meaning the assumption of the Gemara and the Kasha was that just as the days of Megillas Tainis, you can't do Hasbit, you can't do the Yom Tov and Megillas Tainis, there's an Isser Hasbit Tainis the day before. It's also true by Rosh Chodesh and the Havmina, and the Gemara Maskana says, no, it's not true by Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa, Udoraisa, Lo Boy Chizuk. Tanya, the Gemara says in a Braisa, Hayom Ma'ela Haksuv Megillas Tainis Asurin Bein Lifneim Bein Lachrayim. The days of Megillas Tainis, when it was observed, have an Isser Hasbid V'Tainis the day before and the day after. But Shabbos V'Yom Tovim Heim Asurim Lifneim Lachrayim Mutarim. But Shabbos and Yom Tovim, they are Asur, the days before and after are Mutar. Ma hafresh bein zelas, I mean, there's no Isser Hasbid V'Tainis on the days of Doraisa, like Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ma hafresh bein zelas, what's the difference? Halalu midivrei Torah, ve'ein divrei Torah tzrichin chizuk. These are din Doraisa, and din Doraisa don't need chizuk. Halalu midivrei Sofrim, halalu divrei Sofrim, midivrei Sofrim tzrichin chizuk. The other ones are only midrabanan, and therefore the ones that are midrabanan need chizuk. So that's exactly why the Chazal need to make a special takana on the third day. They need to make a third day to ask for the day before, and it couldn't have been coming off of Rosh Chodesh, because the day after Rosh Chodesh doesn't have an Isser attached to it. So the Gemara says again, why do they need to make a special day on the, a special Yom Tov on the third day of Tishrei? Still in all, say, what is the third day? The reason why they need to make a special Yom Tov for the bittul of throwing out shtaros, writing shtaros inappropriately, was on the third day to asher the day with Hesped and Tinus the day before. But typically, that it was the day that the day before Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. So again, Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed on the third of Tishrei as well. So therefore, bizman sheyesh shalom, bizman hamikdash, that day turned into a day of sasa v'simcha. Therefore, the day before also should have been a day of Sasa and Simcha, and there should have been Isser Hasbatinus attached to the day before. If there's Isser Hasbatinus attached to the day before, they didn't need to make a special takana that on the third day of Tishrei, due to the fact that they were mevatel the minog of writing Shem Hashem and Shtaros, because it was our, and the only reason they need to do that was to ask the day before, you already had that from Gedaliah ben Achikam. So the Gemara says, no, Amr of Ashi, Gedaliah ben Achikam, Divrei Kabbalah, who Gedaliah ben Achikam is me, Divrei Kabbalah from the Pasuk in Navi, V'Divrei Kabbalah K'Divrei Torah Dami, and Divrei Kabbalah are treated like Dinim, are like treated like Divrei Torah. If they're treated like Divrei Torah, insofar as halacha is concerned, so they're just like Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, Shein Tzar Chizuk. And if Ein Tzar Chizuk, then the day before is not Nasar Behesped V'Tainis. That's why they had to actually make a takana to ask the day before. With the third day being what? Because of the fact that they stopped writing the Shem Hashem on those shtaros. So Rashi says, the top Rashi here, v'tepuk lei, the first question of the Gemara, I beis hamikdash havikayam, and that's why, that was the whole Gemara's whole raya, that's not a problem, that's a raya that Megillas Tinus is not necessarily around anymore, but there was still a din that they had the Yom Tov back then. So therefore, it wasn't a violation of making Yom Tovim even after Megillas Tinus' battle. But lav achi Yom Tov, dayo Tzom Gedaliah. Anyways, it's still Yom Tov because of Tzom Gedaliah. V'kayir achmana moadim tovim bizman abayis. Somewhere says, no, lo nitzricha. Hadar kavua Megillas Tinus al davar zeh el eser etmol gamu b'tainis. The only reason why Chazal to make Kenu Tarkana was to ask the day before with Tinus. They and their day before and the day after all have been Isser Hesped V'Tainus as well. So the Gemara says, well, Tepuk Leh, that's the day after Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Moed Araisa, Vida Araisa lo Tzrichim lo Bay Chizuk, Laser Lefanav Ulaacharav, to Aser with Hesped and Tainus the day before and the day after. Aval Yemei Megillas Tainus Derabanan. The days of Megillas Tinus only mid Rabbanon. V'tzrichim chizuk kehechi do leisiglis anos b'yom tov atzmo. And then in chizuk, they will all come to fast the Yom Tov itself. The Yom Tov itself. Yom shelifnei v'hahu l'avdo reisuhu u'boi chizuk. And Gedaliah ben Achikam is considered divrei kabbalah k'divrei Torah dami, and therefore that needs chizuk as well. Oh. So Gemara asks another question. Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Matna, Rav Tuvi Bar Matna asked another raya, if your old Megillas Tinus was batel, be'esim utzmanya bay, on the 28th day of the month of Adar, asas besurta tavasali who died, there was good news to the Jews brought, delo yid'iyu mi'oraisa, delo yid'iyu mi'oraisa, they won't need to remove themselves from Talmud Torah. What does this mean? Shagazra Malchus Kizera Shalayaska Batara, because the Roman government made a gzera that Klai Yisrael should stop learning, Chas V'Shalom, V'Shaloyamulu Es B'nayim, and they should be able to circumcise their children, V'Shichal Shabbosos, and they had to be Machal Shabbos, terrible things. Ma Asa Yehuda Ben Shemua V'Chaverov, the Tanayim, Yehuda Ben Shemua and his friends, They asked for Eitza from a Matronisa. Matronisa is a royal woman, a officer, a female officer, Achas, Shekol Gedolei Romi Mitzri Natsla, that she had political connections to all the Gedolei Romi, all the great ones in Rome. Amr Lehem, what she said to them, Bo Vavginu Valayla. Go and scream out at the night go and scream out in the shuk at night. Hivginu means demonstrate. Hafkana means protest. Make a protest at night. Halchu hivginu balayla. Amru eshamayim. For the sake of shamayim. Lo achichem anachnu. V'lo b'nei avachar anachnu. Are we not one brotherhood? Are we not the children of one father? V'lo b'nei emachas anachnu. We're not the children of one mother. Why are you making a gzera against us? Again, they made a demonstration at night. They made a protest. This is for the sake of Hashem. Are we not your brothers, meaning the Romans? Meaning he was imploring the Romans. You know, we come from the same stock. You know, you're from Esau, we're from Yaakov, we're brothers. Are we not one from one father, Yitzchak? Not all from Rivka. Why are you making these terrible gezeiros against us? What are they saying different than the other nation? V'bitlum, and they were mevatel it. And that day, they made a yom tov. So the Gemara asks the same question as we asked before. And if you think Balam Megillas Tainis, so again, Kamaisa Batal Vachanaisa Mosifim, that the first one was Batal, and these are still around. V'chitema Hachanami. And if you're going to tell me that this whole story went down during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua Talmidus or a mayor, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of a mayor, a mayor Basra Achia, a mayor was way after the Churban. And how do I know Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of a mayor? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, or it should be the Tanya, this is brought in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Klei Zchuchis, if you have a class kli, that was a glass kli, klei zchuchis, shenikvu, that got a hole in it. V'hitzif l'sochan eiver, and then you plugged up the hole with lead. Amr b'shem megamliel, Yehudim and Shemua mitami b'shem remer. Yehudim and Shemua holds b'shem remer that the kli is now roi l'kabalas tuma. What we're talking about? The klei zchuchis, a kli is roi l'kabalas tuma. Tumas Kalin. So if it gets a hole, it loses its status of a kli, and so far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned. And then they added lead back into it, so that it has its din based on Davar Hamayimid, Rashi explains, we'll see in Rashi, because something, the lead is giving it its special kalach, it's keeping it together. So for that reason, Hakul Holech Achar Hamayimid, we go based on Mayimid and Halacha, and that kli is now again ready for Kabbalah's Tumah once again. But what do we see from here? For the purposes of our discussion, we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of Rav Meir. If Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of Rav Meir, and this whole story with Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua happened with the Romans, so it was after the Churban. Let's turn the page to the Testament Beis. The Chacham Mitarim and the Chacham are Mitaher. The Chacham say that the Klei Zchuchis is not closer L'Tumasan. Okay, so Al Kopanim, you see Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of Rav Meir, in which case you can't say that Batlam Megillas Tainis, because, and if you're going to tell me, oh, they made a new, if you told me Batlam Megillas Tainis, why they make a new Yantif when they got rid of this Gezera? And if you're going to tell me it happened during the Beis HaMikdash being around, I can tell you that's not true. So Gemara says, no, Batlam Megillas Tainis is a Machlokas Tanayim, and this day holds like the other day in Tanayim. Tanayhi. Really, whether or not Balam Megillas Tainis is a Machlokas Tanayim, top of Yates and Mebeis, Titania, Hayam Ma'elu Haksuvim Megillas Tainis, these days that are written down in Megillas Tainis, Beim Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Beis Man She'im Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Asurim, the Rameir assumes whether the Beis HaMikdash is around, whether the Beis HaMikdash is not around, the Isser has been with Tainis, still sticks. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Bizman she beis hamikdash kayim. So he's the view that Megillas Tainis is not batal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no.
בזמן שבית המקדש קיים, אסור מפני ששמחה היא להם, it was a simcha for them. אם בית המקדש קיים, מותר מפני שאבל הוא להם. Because now that there's no בית המקדש, there's no Israel has been times, it's mutar on those days, because it's a day of mourning, because of the fact that it's only for Nisim that happened during the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that. We don't know the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have those Nisim anymore. We got very sad. So the Gemara says, Vilchus abatlu, Vilchus abatlu. The halacha is, Paskin halacha, it was batel. Halacha says, not batel. Kashi yilchus ahilchus atastira. Lo kashi, kam echanako purim, kam ishar yomei, which is how we practice the halacha l'may. So the echanako and purim are not batel, but everything else was batel. So really, we pass on the halacha and Miguel's Tanis is batel, save for Chanukah and Purim. But in terms of answering our question, this Shaila in the Amoraim is really Machlokas Tanayim. So let's go back to Rashi on Yud Testament Aleph. Dira Maskel Be'eshen V'taman Yabei. It's about 8 lines down the skinny lines in Rashi. But Adar Kai, we're talking about the 28th day of Adar, the Miguel's Tanis. So they, Klai Yisrael had a very happy Shmua, Dlo Yindud Min Araisa. They wouldn't be prevented from learning Torah anymore. Shle Yitzdarchu Natik Atzim Na Torah. They wouldn't have to remove themselves from Torah. Hifginu, so the Matronisa, the Roman noblewoman, told them, demonstrate at night. Tza'aku B'shvakim Muvrachavos, scream out in the marketplaces and in the public squares, Kedei Sheishmu Hasarim V'Rachmu Aleichem, that way the Sarim should hear and they should have mercy on you. Eish Amayim Komer Le'manak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a mayor, the Gemara brings a raya, was Basar Churban have a Kamadoros many generations after a mayor to have been mayor of Yochanan and Zakkai Charev Abayas. The Beis Hamikdash destroyed the times of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Rabbi Lezer Tamino Hain. Rabbi Lezer was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's Talmud. Rabbi Kiva Tamil Shor Belezer. And Rabbi Kiva was Rabbi Lezer's Talmud. Then Rabbi Shilhi Parak Dal and Misos, the Gemara Sanhedrin. For a mayor, Tamil Shor Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Kiva's Talmud. Kedamri and Parakam and the Erevin. Kalmakam Shata Motzi Mishum Rabbi Shmal Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Whenever you bring down in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that one Talmud said in front of Rabbi Kiva, Enu Ela Rabbi Meir. There must be Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Shema was a Talmud of Meir. So it was all after the Churban. The Tanya, the Tznan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shema, Talmud Shema Meir Haya, Kli Chuzchucha Shenikvu, and this is the question, a glass Kli that has a Nekev, Shenitma'u, it became Tamei, but then it got a hole, V'nikvan, L'taharon mitumasan, that's mitired from its tumah because it loses its status of kli. Aver Ofaris, it's lead. Listum as hanekev. So Yehuda ben Shemua brings down v'shem Rameir mitame. Lo meshechazur l'tumas on yishon. The old tumah comes back. Va'afa pi shelo nagushuv b'tumah, even though it hasn't touched anything that's tameh yet. Va'afa pi she'en kli zchuchis chozun l'tumas on yishana. Even though, generally speaking, by Klei Zchuchus, we don't say Chozel Tumas and Yishana, because there are parakam of the Shabbos. Shlo Gazru Chezras Tumah Yishana El B'Klei Matachos. There's such a thing of Chozel Tumah Yishana that when something became Tameh and it lost its status of Klei and now it's Tahar, and then it just becomes a Klei again, so it goes back to its old state of Tumah, that's not true by Klei Zchuchus, only true by Klei Matachos. Hani Nami Hova Eiver Ma'amido K'Klei Matachos Tamu. Because the Aver, the lead, is keeping it together, it's treated lahalacha like a klei matachas. And so Rashi explains Pshat, a chiddush is, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, B'Shem Rameir, the reason, really, 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 this din of chazron tumas and yishana, once the tumah can come back, once it constitutes a shem klei again, doesn't exist by klei zchuch, it's only exists by klei matachas, but because the Aver is keeping it together, we have such a din here as well. Turn the page, top Rashi. The Chacham Metarim, the Chacham say no, they're Metar the Kli. The Ikaro Kli Schuchas hang, because it's still really a Kli Schuchas. Velo Asli Basra Maimid, we don't go based on Maimid. In Yenacher, another Pshat, Kli Schuchas Tahorin Shinikvu Vitilon Sochan Ever, or a Kli Schuchas that was Tahor, not a case that it was Tame, but rather it was Tahor, and it got a hole, and they added lead to the mixture. Yehuda ben Shemua mitama on tumas kli matachos de oraisa im naga behen tuma. Yehuda ben Shemua will treat it based on holich achar amayimid like a kli matachos de oraisa, and if it gets tuma as tuma de oraisa, I call holich achar amayimid. Wow. The Chum mitama mitumas kli matachos de oraisa, and the Chum say can't have tumas kli matachos de oraisa. El mishum tumas kli schuchas de rabbanon. The best they can do is kumas tumas kli schuchas mid rabbanon. Why? Shein kli matachos tamei de oraisa. Elahaminuyim b'parsha. The only things that are mentioned that are klei matachas that get tumah d'oraisa are things that are actually brought down in the parsha itself.
The pasuk says, "Hazav v'akesef hanechoshes v'abarzel." Right, gold, silver, copper, and iron. Tanai he really ibatl megillas tainis. Megillas tainis itself, whether it's batl or not, is a machlokas hatanayim, and that's we'll stop here. The two dots on the test on the base at the top.